This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this coming week, June the 21st, I will be doing a work in progress show in Cork. June the 21st at Collins. There is a link to the details for that show in this podcast, in the description notes of this podcast. And I will also be doing another work in progress show the following night. So two work in progress shows this week, one in Cork, the 21st in Collins, and the second one is the night after, June the 22nd, Wednesday. I'm returning to Hysteria Comedy, Shin A. I will update it. I don't have a link for that yet, but it'll be happening in Shin A. I'm pretty sure if you turn up on the night for 7:30, Shin A on the keys, you'll be able to get a ticket to go in and see the Work in Progress show. So that's two Work in Progress shows this coming week, June the 21st in Cork in Collins, and June the 22nd and Shin A, Hysteria Comedy on the Keys in Dublin City Centre on the Wednesday night. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, please do so at hellostevopodcast@gmail.com or send us a message on Instagram at the Stephen Mullen.
Hello, Stephen!
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Yup, yup, 7 Up, and welcome back to the show for this Friday, the 17th. Of June 2022. Welcome back. The double whammy this week. Are you all happy? Are you delighted? You got two episodes this week. I promised you it would happen. I promised you it would happen. So no more giving out, please. I was shocked at the amount of giving out that came from very different quarters all over the place I was getting giving out for. But I apologize. I explained. There was a lovely extra long podcast on Monday and we had the crack and I'm glad you all enjoyed. Thank you to all the people that are sharing the podcast as well. I see that happening on social media, giving the ratings on Spotify and Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to the show. Thank you so much. It's been a busy week because actually on the podcast on Monday, I didn't get to cover half of the stuff that I wanted to cover. But I was having so much fun telling you all about the Kilkenny Cat Laughs on Monday that I didn't get to talk about all the other stuff. Life is mental at the moment. It's very crazy. And all I am doing at the moment, in my head anyway, is writing a show, is writing a new stand-up comedy hour. But it's stressful. I mean, I know I'm not on the front line in Ukraine. Calm down, okay? But it's just a weird way of working, to be honest with you, and but it's happening. I'm in this. I kind of finally feel. I did say this to myself a while ago, right? I wrote a play back in February, and I was very stuck, like very late in the day. The play was going to happen in, I think it was the weekend of the 19th of February or something like that. And as of the 2nd of February, I had nothing written for this play. The problem was that beforehand was that I didn't think I was writing a play. I thought I was writing a stand-up comedy show. Then somebody said to me, that's not stand-up comedy, that's a play. So I took on this whole crazy, like, 2 to 3 week period of writing a play. I wrote 6 drafts of the play. I rehearsed it and performed the whole thing off book. Learned all the lines in front of a live audience. Had a director working on it and everything. It was just, it was really good, actually, because it was really, it gave me lots of skills, lots of DIY kind of skills where I was just like, you can just get up and you can do this. You just got to make shit happen, you know? Sometimes you can be a little bit like, well, you know, I'm an actor or I'm a writer or I'm a comedian. That's not my role to look after the costume, you know? all that kind of carry on, which I get. But like, there is a point that certain projects, certain creative projects, that you just have to get up and make it happen. Do you know what I mean? Lots of you will have been in that situation, in depending in where you are in your work or your careers, or in very different projects that you've been involved in your life. You realize that you have to just, if you don't make it happen, nobody else is going to make it happen. I feel like the world is a lot more like that now. I feel like back in the day, like when people had jobs that had careers, like let's say in the 1960s, right? And you were a postman, you got a job as a postman, you weren't really taking it upon yourself to make things happy, to make things happen, because you were part of a system. You were part of a very clear system. This is how the system works. You do this, you get paid. And there was no responsibility on you to make anything happen. Your responsibility was to work within the system. But the world is very different today, and the idea of work is very different today as well. Like, actually, it's mad that I said a postman, because nowadays a postman would be delivering far less than a postman would have been in the 1960s because of the internet. So that's a good example of how life has moved on. Things have changed. The idea of work has changed. But I feel like there's a lot more people in a lot more fields, a lot more careers out there in the world that you just have to make shit happen. When I lived in London, there was lots of people who used to love the term, I'm a freelancer. Yeah, I just freelance, you know, I'm a freelancer. Suppose that's what lots of people are, really, because as a freelancer, you're making up your work as you go along. I mean, I'm doing that myself. I just had ideas about content. I heard a terrible radio ads recently on the radio, and I was like, why don't I contact companies like that? It was a blind company. They weren't selling blind people. They do they make curtains, those kind of blinds, you know? And I was just kind of thinking, that's a crap ad. I don't want to get into the writing of it, but maybe that's where I should get a bit more creative and go, I'll write the ad for you as well, and I'll do the VO. And here's my CV. I'm the voice of a certain show called Love Island. I wouldn't do the ad in that voice. Imagine I did. Welcome to the blind... No, let me see. Welcome. Come down to our showroom today to see all the curtains we have hanging from our windows. I don't know, that'd be very annoying. But, you know, I do have the ability to do, as we talked about recently... You guys were very complimentary about the idea of me doing meditation apps. Welcome to Stephen's meditation app. This is the biggest con job in the world, where I will get paid to use my voice to tell you one of the most basic and innate things that a human being will naturally do anyway. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. I think that's on my mind because I'm talking about that on stage at the moment. How are they making money by telling people to do what they'd be doing anyway? Breathe in. Breathe out. But anyway, so yeah, that's just the joy of being a freelancer. You got to make up your own work. You got to make up your own existence in the world, man. But that's what I'm doing with the show. That's what I do with podcasting. I'm making it all up anyway. I got an alert. It's okay. I remembered that thing. So it's been a crazy week. And as I said, in my head, it's been all about the work in progress show. Now, about the issue of me dropping the pod on a certain day, I did get some feedback on that. I did. I got a voice note about what day you guys want the podcast to drop. And the voice note went something on the, along the lines of, I don't care what day you drop the pod on. What I care about is consistency. So, pick a day and fucking stick to it. So thank you for that voice note that I got from Winston Churchill. No, Winston Churchill was definitely a bit more, we will land them on the beaches. Okay, I don't care what day you drop the podcast. What I care about is consistency, sir. So if you are dropping on a Friday, then fucking do drop it every Friday. So that seems to be the feedback that I got anyway, is that we don't really care what day it comes out on, just bloody well stick to it. So I'll do my best, but, you know, with my scattered brain, you wouldn't know what's going to happen next. And surely that's part of the joy. Surely that's part of you embracing and loving me, okay? So in the last week, what I wanted to talk about on the last podcast, but I didn't get time to do, was that I did my first work in progress show. What I want to say is, I put it at the beginning of this podcast as well, two work in progress shows are coming up next week on the 21st and the 22nd of June. That's a Tuesday and a Wednesday. The 21st is in Cork, the 22nd is in Dublin. And I want to thank all of you that did come to the show on the last show that I told you all about. It was last week, which was my first work in progress show in Hysteria Comedy on Shinné. I want to say thank you so much to everybody at Hysteria who put on a fantastic night. Work in progress shows are very, very different. But for me, it was very exciting, actually. It's not necessarily, it's the nature of the show. For those of you who, actually, I do realize I should explain what a work in progress show is, because I've had, I don't know how many times I've been asked actually in the last couple of weeks, what is a work in progress show? So that's a great question. So explain it to them, Stephen. So the way that, like, oh God, see, do you know what's happened there is my brain just opened up to the possibilities of how I could explain this. And I was thinking about the history of American stand-up comedy. Literally, that happened in 1 second in my head. I was thinking about the difference in how American how stand-up comedy developed in the US versus how it developed on this side of the water. So that's all from just thinking about work in progress, right? So I'll try to condense it for you to explain that. I suppose in the US, there is a very specific style of stand-up comedy. Now, lots of us are massive fans of it. And to be honest with you, the most stand-up comedy that I watch probably is of US stand-up comedians. However, what's not always accepted over here is in Ireland and the UK is that the culture of stand-up comedy, they do come from different places in the US and the UK. There's plenty of people, like I've seen quite prominent comedians actually in the UK saying that stand-up comedy is an American art form. That's not necessarily true, actually. There's a great, again, I think I mentioned it before the other day. If you read that book, Getting the Joke by Oliver Double, he actually charts the history of stand-up comedy on both sides of the water, and you see how they very much have come from different places. So the American, when we look at the culture of stand-up comedy today in the US, that very much comes from the coffee houses and where people would get up and start standing up and you know, start talking, and it would kind of would go between, you know, when other people were doing, like a Bob Dylan was doing some singer-songwriter stuff and all that kind of stuff. And then the comedy club kind of developed from there, okay? So like Lenny Bruce was kind of considered one of the first to be just kind of standing there and just talking about political, social situations, etc., etc. In the UK, there's quite a culture of, I'm not going to think of the word now, for fuck's sake. In the UK, there came a culture of certainly theatre, but also, there was the working men's clubs and something else. It's kind of a show band, show busy type thing. But in between acts, there was very much the kind of front of what they called at the time the front of cloth comedian. So the curtain would go down and a kind of person would come out to kind of talk to the audience and tell a couple of jokes maybe before the next band or whatever would come out. And that was a little bit like the comedy then was like, you know, not dissimilar to like a Lauren Hardy where they'll come out and do sketches, and it was a bit more theatrical. And that role of the front of cloth comedian was how stand-up comedy developed, that role of the front of cloth comedian became a stand-up comedian, if that makes sense. So there's two different cultures of how people do stand-up comedy. And the reason I say this in connection to Work in Progress is because in the US, people, as far as I know, they wouldn't really be doing a Work in Progress show, because the way culture over there is you always do comedy at comedy clubs. And that's not necessarily true in the UK and in Ireland. And like, for example, I'm doing a show for the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. The Edinburgh Fringe is not a comedy club situation. It's an Edinburgh Fringe audience, which is a little bit more, they're more, a little bit more theatrically minded. And therefore they are, when they come to see you do an hour, they come to see a show. They kind of wanted to have a beginning, a middle, and end type of a thing. In the US, they don't have to do Work in Progress shows, but because, yes, they want to have their hour ready, but their hour comes from a very different style, a different place. They've been basically working on routines in comedy clubs for a long period of time, and then they want to put their hour together, or they want to film it, whatever. So then they will perform their full hour in a comedy club. That culture doesn't exist in the UK and Ireland, because the longest a headliner would do in the UK and Ireland is 40 minutes max. And the club style is definitely different. They're not looking for a beginning, middle, and end, basically, kind of a thing. So when you're preparing a work in progress show, you're kind of doing both of those things. You're trying to get routines that you've already had working in the clubs to work. So the funny club stuff that I can do. And like I can do routines in a club now. I'll headline clubs, but I'll talk to the audience in between and I'll mess around and all that kind of stuff. And sometimes I don't even do material. I just end up messing around with the audience. But you can't go and do that in Edinburgh, because Edinburgh Fringe is like you're doing your show every day for an hour, and of a Monday or a Tuesday, for example, you're not going to get a lot of people in that room. You might be performing to five people, you know? So you have to have a show. You have to have something together to show them that has a bit more than just standing there and just telling jokes and just doing routines. So, I told you I was going the long way around of explaining it. So the work in progress show is you doing both, trying to get jokes to work, trying to get routines to work, but also build an actual show, build that hour so that people feel that they've been to a show. Okay? I did that very clearly with my first hour, which was Son of a Preacher Man. And that was very much a very clear themed show with a clear narrative. And that was fine. This show, I'm figuring that out. You know, I don't necessarily know the beginning, the middle, and the end. I have ideas of what that's going to be. And so I have to go on stage and do these work in progress shows to work out the arc, to work out some ideas that I'd like to fit in the show. I can't really do that in the comedy club setting because I have a job to do. I have like, for example, I just got asked to close a show the other night. So I have to be up there for half an hour, making them laugh for half an hour solid, close the show solid so that they feel that they've been to a comedy show and they had a good laugh. But that's not them seeing my hour. Do you know what I mean? I hope that makes sense. It is a bit, it's a little bit unclear, but it's a little bit like, it's honestly, it's even hard for some comedians to understand the differences, because sometimes you can go with I've got an hour of routines that work really well. I'll just go do that as my Edinburgh show, and it doesn't really work as well because the Edinburgh audiences are expecting something a little bit different. So
a lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
With all that in mind, that's why I was on stage doing work in progress shows, and that's why I'm going to be doing a lot. I'm doing two next week, but I'm going to be doing a lot between now and August. And what happens in a work in progress show? Lots of different things happen for different people. I went up on that work in progress show, my first ever one doing it, with a lot of stuff that I had never said before, a lot of routines that I had written that I'd never said before. And I don't know if it was the kindness of the hysteria audience that were there on that night, but they were extremely kind, and I was delighted, and a little bit confused that... All the new stuff that I had never said before seemed to work really well, and all the stuff that I had been doing touring the country with bigger comedians that had killed in front of like hundreds to even 1,000 audience seaters didn't work as well. Now, maybe it was just because it was just a bit of a jarring segue into how I got into the stuff that already works. I don't know, but... Or maybe the same energy wasn't behind it, because there was a different energy behind the new stuff. Because it was new, so there's a different excitement. But I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. Now, that does not mean, I want you to hear this, that does not mean that it was great. I'm not saying that at all. For me, the joy, it was an artistic experience. For me, the joy in those situations is finding stuff. And I said to myself before I went up there that I will not try and make them laugh when I don't know what I'm doing. So as a comedian, as a goof, as a human in the world, actually, if I don't know what to do in a situation, I'll make a joke or I'll say something silly, or I'm talking just in natural, normal situations. Sometimes if attention is too much in the real world, I'll make a joke, or, you know, that's how, you know, I've probably dealt with stuff all my life. And it's probably difficult for me to just say nothing or to stand there unless I'm exhausted and I couldn't give a fuck. Sometimes it can be difficult just to stand there and not say anything. But especially when you're in a situation where you have to make a room full of people laugh and something A doesn't work, or you're lost in your train of thought, the natural reaction can be to go out into the crowd and, you know, start acting the Mickey, or take the Mickey out of yourself for not doing, or something not working, or not doing what you're supposed to do. Loads of stuff. So I said to myself, before going up and doing this work in progress show, that I will take my time to try and execute the ideas that I want to execute. Otherwise, it's a waste of time. So there's two things going on. You want to execute the ideas that you have been working very hard on, but you also have to be open to finding something new in the room on the night. And I feel like I did those two things. I kind of walked off feeling happy that I did those two things. And I felt very grateful for it. And I felt that the audience were perfect. It was the perfect size of room, to be honest with you. Because in such a situation, when you're dealing with such a creative, artistic scenario, you don't want a huge room of people that are waiting, 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 expecting, expecting, expecting. You kind of need a small room so that you can feel it out. So that you feel less pressure to deliver laugh, 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 laugh. And the audience were great. They let me be there in silences. They let me be lost. They let me say things that I was catching myself out and going, I think that's inappropriate. I don't know why I'm going down that road. So for me, it was the perfect audience and the perfect room. Hence why I'm going back there next week. And since then, I've written a lot more. A lot. And what's interesting is sometimes you can go, oh, this is the start of the show. Or I think what will be interesting for audience members, if you come to see me do the different work in progress shows, I think you're going to see very different stuff, very different, and even very different material. So, you know, that's the joy of the work in progress shows. If I'm finding stuff on there, on up there on stage, the shows are just not going to be the same. I've even written a new routine this week that has not been said at all before, but that's going to be added on to the two other new routines. That makes it a really, really different show. And the two other new routines have developed completely differently since I said that stuff on stage. So it's like building a house, but you don't know where the material is going to come from. What an analogy, Stephen. You're a poet. And that for me is exciting. Yes, you have to be fearless and you can't be fucking nervous about it, and you have to. But sure, isn't that the joy of life? If we really think about life, as opposed to, if we think about, actually, I'll take that statement back. Don't think about life. Think less. Do more. Be happy with not knowing what's going to happen tomorrow. And I will say, although I've promised now, I will not talk about it, because I wouldn't say I got in trouble with my therapist at all, but she is reiterating not to talk about what we do in therapy. And I'm respecting that. But what I want to say about it, I'm not telling you anything about it, I'm not telling you anything that's gone on with it, is that I've been really enjoying CBT. That does not mean that it's easy either, but it's a little bit like the work in progress shows in that you literally turn up and you don't know what is going to happen. And I personally find that very liberating, very freeing, very, now this is going to sound morbid, so hold on to your hats, ladies and gentlemen, but I could publish this podcast and die. And that will have been my life. And actually, philosophically speaking, I find that quite freeing, because I don't know what's going to happen next. Therefore, it should, this is just the space that I'm in my head, I should be able to embrace life in a way that is, you know, life is chaos, you know? It's like we don't actually want to know. No, we don't know what is going to happen next. Nobody does. And I'm sure we have to fucking embrace that. Okay, we do know we're all going to die. We do know that. So in the meantime, why not just... I'm not going to say that cliche. I'm not going to say it. Just embrace not knowing. That's why I loved philosophy when I did the Trinity Access course, was that I felt a real strong sense of, like, I found it so liberating walking down the road, having a metaphysical conversation with the rest of the class and being able to go, oh, I find it the most relieving thing in the world that I don't know, that I don't have the answers. I find that very freeing, actually. Very freeing. Because we don't live in a world that kind of embraces that. We don't live in a world where people are encouraged to go, I don't know. People don't like that. They're scared of that. People always think that they need to have an answer for fucking everything all the time. And I just find that stupid, to be honest with you. Because you don't know everybody with their political ideologies these days, or this is what's right and this is what's wrong and blah, 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 blah. And none of the situations are really, you know, 90% of the shite that you'll see in the news is not that black and white, but people choose to see it in black and white because they have this fear of needing to be fucking right about something. It's boring! Boring! And I'm just, I think, learning to be a child or something like that. I don't know. I can see it in my daughter, you know, that sometimes she doesn't know certain things and she'll get anxious at the not knowing of certain aspects. And as a parent, you have to guide them through that. You have to keep them within a safety net. You can't just do what my parents did and said, you know, now, Stephen, Jesus is coming back.
Who's Jesus, Mammy?
He's a Jewish fella, and he loves you.
He loves me? Sure, I don't even know him.
Yeah, well, he knows you.
How's he know me?
He's been watching over you all the time.
That's a bit weird, Mammy, isn't it?
Well.
Is his surname Saville, by any chance?
That's not appropriate, Stephen.
Right. How do I know he loves me?
They nailed him to a cross.
That's a bit weird, Mammy.
Go to sleep. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. So you can't be putting that kind of fear into kids like that, that's for sure. But like, I'm also very comfortable with other kids going, I don't know. You're not supposed to know everything. We're our brains. Listen. We fucking love to think we know everything, but we don't. Embrace the unknown. Sure, isn't it a bit of crack? So that's it. I've somehow managed to tie parenthood and CBT and building a stand-up comedy show and building a house all together into the one analogy. And I didn't know that was going to happen when I started recording this podcast. Do you get the point I'm trying to make? So yeah, I'm feeling happy. I'm genuinely feeling happy. And I know that's not the point of life, just to be happy. But like, I'm just feeling a joy, a bit of a weight off my shoulders. I tend to feel this way when I'm up against it. I don't know why, but it's like I feel a sense of purpose because I know what I'm up against. I'm up against it, writing this work in progress show. I'm up against it, writing an Edinburgh Fringe show. I'm up against it on many fronts. But that gives me a sense of purpose. So what else would you be doing? What would I rather? You took it all away from me so that I couldn't do it? Then I wouldn't know what I'd be doing. I'd end up podcasting again in another lockdown. They were talking about that again, would you? Gaff. So, yeah. So that's it, guys. It's Friday. I haven't even checked your questions. I haven't even checked the messages. But you've been sending loads of messages. And I'm delighted you're enjoying the show. Embrace the chaos of your weekend. Embrace the unknown. And if you want to see more of it, do come and see, if you're in Ireland or if you're in Dublin or in Cork, obviously, do come and see the unknown unfold before your eyes in this work in progress show. One of them in the next week. But actually, I'll tell you now, I'll count on my fingers. There's two next week that I'm doing. Is that it? I'm doing at least another five more after that. So that's loads. And I was doing maths with my daughter this week as well. She's loving maths. It's mad. Anyway. Yeah, I was doing maths in my head there on my fingers and I was like, just do it the way you taught your daughter to do it. Use your fingers, Stephen. So yeah, by the time the whole thing is ended, by the time Edinburgh comes, I'll have done close to, I think, 10 work in progress shows, which is grand. And then I'll see you all in Edinburgh. That's it, ladies and gentlemen, for this week. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Have fun. Embrace the unknown, as I keep bloody saying. Just have a great feckin' weekend. Who knows what's going to happen? Good or bad. Even if it's bad, sure, might give you an old challenge. You might learn something. You might have a bit of crack. Sure, like, think of some of the darkest moments in your life that you've had that have still, you know, you still laughed, like someone's funeral. Funerals can be gas, you know? Anyway, I'll leave you on that note. Have a great weekend, and I will chat to you next week. Peace and love.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.